Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. With Netflix's Q4 earnings, the company announced that co-founder and co-CEO Reed Hastings stepped down from the role, transitioning to executive chairman of the company's board. Co-CEO Ted Sarandos will be joined by former chief product officer and current COO Greg Peters as co-CEO. In earnings news, Netflix added 7.66 million net new subscribers in Q4, ending 2022 with 230.75 million subscribers, both beating its own estimates. The company hit on analyst revenue estimates with $7.85 billion in Q4, but missed on earnings. Netflix said toward the end of Q1, it will give subscribers the option to pay extra if they want to share Netflix with people they don't live with, but didn't provide pricing details. It began testing paid password sharing in some Latin American markets last year. A new report from Canalys found that Xiaomi saw smartphone shipments in India fall 40% on the year in Q4 to 5.5 million units. As a result, for the first time in 20 quarters, Xiaomi did not ship the most phones in the country, falling to third. Samsung retook the top spot for the first time since 2017, even as its shipments fell 21% on the year to 6.7 million units. Vivo grew shipments 13% to take number two. Overall, India saw smartphone shipments drop 27% on the year to 32.4 million units. The New York Times' sources say Google plans to demonstrate a version of its search engine with chatbot features this year that'll prioritize getting facts right, ensuring safety, and getting rid of misinformation using AI. The company will also reportedly show over 20 AI-related projects at its I/O conference in May. These include an image generation studio, a prototype testing product, tools for businesses to create AI systems in a browser, and a code generation tool. Alphabet announced it will cut 12,000 jobs, roughly 6% of its global workforce. Job cuts will include recruitment and engineering roles. This comes after the company added 37,000 employees over the last year. Samsung requested the International Trade Commission open an investigation on the importation of third-party OLED displays for use by independent repair stores. The company claims the AMOLED displays it creates for mobile devices are protected by patents, something that third-party OLED display makers infringe on. Samsung requested the ITC block the import of these screens and request that several wholesale parts providers like Mobile Centrics, Injured Gadgets, and DFW Cell Phone and Parts be ordered to stop importing, selling, and using the displays. The ITC opened an investigation into the import activity on January 4th. T-Mobile disclosed in a regulatory filing that a data breach exposed data on 37 million customer accounts, including names, birth dates, and phone numbers. It believes a malicious actor first retrieved data from its API on November 25th, with T-Mobile detecting the activity on January 5th, fixing the API flaw within 24 hours after discovery. This is T-Mobile's second major data breach since 2022, with threat groups stealing source code back in April, and its eighth breach since 2018. YouTube Music opened signups for a Listening Room early access program. This will provide testers with a free year of YouTube Music Premium. Users will be required to submit feedback to the product team on a dedicated Discord server. The sign-up form asks how users interact with music, when they listen, if they consume short-form video, and how often they listen to things like podcasts and audiobooks. Amazon announced it will increase the price of Amazon Music Unlimited in the US and UK as of February 21st. Prices will increase $1 and £1 per month, including student plans, with the standard US individual subscription now costing $10.99 a month. Didi Global's core ride-hailing app became available for download on the Chinese app stores from Apple, Huawei, and Xiaomi. The company also received regulatory permission to register new users in China last week. The company had its apps delisted as part of China's big tech crackdown back in mid-2021 after Didi listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Samsung plans to bring more smart home features to its Galaxy Watch. The company will enable viewing live video feeds from Nest and Ring cameras on the watch, with Ring owners also able to use its two-way intercom. The company will also add the ability to control smart air purifiers, thermostats, and blinds from the wearable. No word when this update will arrive. Bloomberg sources say Nintendo plans to increase production volume on its Switch consoles in its fiscal 2023, after having previously lowered estimates to 19 million units due to component shortages. Nintendo reportedly believes it will see stronger demand and won't be constrained by supply, although it hasn't informed suppliers of a specific new target. The company shipped roughly 21 million Switches last year. And finally, to mark the 40th birthday of the Apple Lisa desktop, the Computer History Museum released the source code for the Apple Lisa Office System 3.1, originally released on January 19, 1983. The OS comes in at 26 megabytes and is licensed under the Apple Academic License Agreement, which allows non-commercial use of the code. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.